Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back on today's match.
This is the Full-Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
On Star 94, Feel Good Throwbacks.
Welcome in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, a nearly empty now Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the wake of a 2-2 draw. Atlanta United and Philadelphia, the Union, splitting the points here today. 1 point will go to each of them. And Garrett, this is, you know, when you take a look at some of the draws over the course of the last 2 or 3 years for Atlanta United, some draws feel like wins, some draws feel like draws. And some draws feel like a loss. And when you take a look at how the game transpired today, you go up 2-0, all the momentum after a wonderful Caleb Wiley strike, only to see that dissipate with a, quite frankly, a poor ball, poor play in the back, and then some momentum and a questionable call. Let's call it that for the moment. We'll dive into that throughout the show here, Garrett. But this is one that did feel like it got away from you.
Yeah, I mean, based off of the way that this team played in the second half and the way that they came out of the second half the locker room, and it's just frustrating because, look, you have a gorgeous shot from Caleb Wiley. You have Daniel Rios finally getting on the board for Atlanta United in his real first action as a five-stripe. And, look, at the end of the day, you cannot give up goals like Atlanta did down the stretch. It really, they got fortunate because you have an offside call that's really a 50-50 ball, and you very easily could have been walking out of here with a loss. And you're almost fortunate to get that 2-2 draw, but it really felt like Atlanta should have won this match.
Yeah, it felt like that to me as well. But I will say this, Garrett. I was not overly anticipatory of a strong result coming into the game because we had the questions that we had without Giakoumakis, without your two first-choice center backs. But lo and behold, you do play yourself into position to possibly get all 3 points, only to have that slide through your fingertips. This was a game that at the start of it, maybe I would have taken a draw, but then seeing how it plays out in hindsight and you know, looking back, you certainly are going to feel like this one did slip through. But look, Daniel Rios collects his first ever Atlanta United goal, and we've seen this a couple times on one of his last touches of the match, puts one home. Thiago Almada, you had asked for it. Let's get him back going, impacting games. He had one of the assists as well, and so a lot to decipher, a lot to get through. We've got a lot of discussion on rules. We're going to talk about Rule 15, and more specifically 15.1, as it pertains to the throw-ins. But before we do that, Garrett, every week we try and give out one. We do give out one. Who today has qualified for your man of the match?
I'm going to give it to Caleb Wiley. The young American left back had stunner. I mean, Jason Longshore called it a stinger deserving of the Masters, and truthfully, it really was. He had the against the run of play. He puts the ball into the back of the net to put Atlanta up 2-0, and at the time really felt like a game winner.
Yeah, it did. It felt like it was an opportunity to essentially pull away from the a deflected shot or anything could happen with a two-goal lead. We talk about that in soccer. Real quick, Garrett, this statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. An edge 60.4% to 39.6% in possession. An edge in shots 19-13. An edge in shots on goal 6-4. And an edge in XG 2-1 compared to 1.8 for Atlanta United. So on the stat sheet, it looks like they should have had this one handled.
Yeah, and honestly, I just want to say this quick thing about Caleb Wiley too. And look, he has quickly developed into one of the very best fullbacks in all of Major League Soccer. And if he continues to develop at this pace, if he's able to add that long ball to his game, he could quickly become one of the top players in this country.
Yeah, we're not far from calling him world-class.
He'll be playing in Europe in no time.
That was the discussion I was just going to bring up real shortly. Is we talk about Thiago Almada moving after the Olympics or timeline-wise, potentially during the Olympics, in terms of a transfer over to Europe. And I wouldn't be surprised if Wiley were not too far behind him. I don't know if it's just immediately, but look, it's going to be a U23 tournament. You would think Wiley is involved in that, and so there's certainly the opportunity for that as well.
Yeah, and I think that Atlanta is going to – I mean, it's the blessing and the curse of having real – it's the blessing and the curse of having a really talented team. Did I hear that we have Gonzalo Pineda has taken the stand downstairs?
Creating a lot of chances. I think the team was very solid also defensively, and then we gave up two silly goals, I would say. So then, of course, it's frustrating because we deserve to play to win tonight, and we didn't. So it's frustrating, but the important thing is after the frustration, after all of that, we learned about it, and then next time we're better.
To what would you attribute or what reason would you give for the silly goals?
Well, it happens. It's little moments of lack of concentration. We were very focused, even the moments that we had a little mistake in the build-up or something. We always corrected that, especially in the first half. There were a couple good actions in our own box where we defend really well. But in this one, it felt like there were critical mistakes and no time to react. Probably. So we know the type of game was in front of us, a game where we were trying to look for the game, to look to create chances, and the other team trying to destroy our attacks and then counter or hitting in transition or set pieces or throwings. That was the game. We knew that since the beginning of the week. We were prepared for that, but then in little moments after the 70th minute, we lost control.
Coach, despite the result, Caleb Wiley's play and Tristan Munyamba's play, I thought they played pretty well today. Your thoughts?
Well, I would say that everyone played very well. I think it was a very solid performance by anyone. Of course, Caleb Wiley with his goal and Tristan Munyamba, I think, had an outstanding game, but there were many, many good performances. I think Luis Abraham did a great, great job as well. Noah Cobb, Brooks Lennon, Thiago had a great game. Sava, I mean, everyone. Tyler, Daniel Rios, first start, first goal. Bartek did a great, great job at covering ground in the middle. So I think, of course, Caleb's goal was very good. I'm really happy for him because I know with the build-up we have, I'm sacrificing some attributes that he has in his game, which is attacking. But he's doing a great job by being disciplined in that and attacking by surprise and getting some stretches where he can get in the primacy zones as well. But today is the reward for a kid that is being very disciplined in what we ask for. So very happy for that. Tristan had an outstanding game, yes, but I would say the whole team had Brad made a couple of very good saves as well.
Open. Anything else in English? Back on the left.
Coach, what do you think about the performance of Daniel Rios tonight or this afternoon and the goal that they did?
Well, I would say that it was difficult. You know, number one, he haven't trained a lot with the team. You can see that in certain moments in the first half, there was a lack of connection and one particular ball in behind that he was in offside into the channel. And then a couple more where he was kind of not synchronized with everyone around. But his attitude was great. And then, of course, number nine, you judge by many things, but one that is very important, scoring goals at the right time, right? So I think it was a great play. I told him the other day about these type of crosses that we tried exactly in that space, and then he was there. So I'm really happy for his dedication and his commitment. But again, it wasn't easy because he hasn't trained a lot with the team, and also the opposition has very good center backs. So to beat them, you really need to be good, and today he was really good.
A little bit of a mixed bag of results there for Gonzalo Pineda. Tough to tell what I believe to be his true feelings. He didn't sound too defeated or too dejected there. Certainly praised Caleb Wiley, was praising mm-hmm. Daniel Rios. But understands the mistakes that were made cost you points here at home. And whether or not this is a strong and quality Philly Union team that we talked about, you were in position. You had accomplished what you needed to accomplish midway through the second half. And mental mistakes, physical letdowns, unfortunately brought this one back for Philly.
And this is the type of match that when you come up to the end of the season and a couple of points separate the top teams in the Eastern Conference, this is one of those matches that you can point to because you need to get a full 3 points. And when you are clearly the better side, which Atlanta was in this match, you need to come away with a full 3 points. And look, he said it was a lack of concentration. We've heard that before. So it's just a frustrating end. It's a frustrating end result for Atlanta. It's a match that they should have won. It's a match that they should have taken a full 3 points. But at the end of the day, you're down a lot of quality players. You don't have a Yorgos Yakamakis at the top, and you saw that, especially in that first half. And you're playing against a Philadelphia Union side that's playing some of the best soccer in Major League in MLS right now. And, it's a mixed bag, so I understand where he's coming from.
Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Abe Gordon, at GChapATL, certainly Mike and Jason as well, at MikeConnie929, at Long Shoe. There you can find the picture of the throw-in. You can be the judge. Was the foot on the line? Is the heel still touching? Or is there green turf of Mercedes-Benz Stadium there, and should it have been overturned? That is the question. We'll address that a little bit more. It is the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman here on Star 94.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match
on Star 94, Feel Good Throwbacks.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Atlanta United draws with Philadelphia Union 2-2 as we have reached full time. Now we got to jump into some highlights because these highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And the first 45 minutes of play, not a lot happening on the score sheet, but we do see four yellow cards, three going to Philly, one going to Atlanta United, and that is our score at the halftime. It's 0-0. And then the second half comes out in the second half was a doozy. Daniel Rios got the scoring off. He punches in a header seconds before subbing out Tiago Almada on the assist.
To Moyamba, put right in the middle to an open Almada, 30 yards away. He dribbles off to the right. He passes to the right now. Here's Brooks Lennon, right corner of the 18. Back to Almada, pitch to the back post. Header! Score! Daniel Rios! A beautiful team goal by Atlanta United to take the 1-0 lead.
And Tiago Almada was able to get on the stat sheet there, something that we actually called upon him to do today. He had a gorgeous assist there. And then, of course, we have the substitutions. And then in the 64th minute, Caleb Wiley hits a stunner.
1-0 Atlanta United in the 63rd minute. Off the free kick, Atlanta playing down the right wing. Here's Mosquera into the right attacking third with Lennon overlapping. He'll go centrally to Almada. Right corner of the 18. Back to Mosquera, top of the arc, heavy touch. Cleared, but out to Wiley. Shot from distance. Score! Caleb Wiley from just inside of 30 yards gives Atlanta United a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that one came from far outside at 285. Against the run of play, Atlanta United takes a 2-0 lead. And Brad Guzan had a stunning goal on a corner, but it was a giveaway that was taking advantage of Mikhail Ure, and he puts the ball in the back of the net for Philadelphia.
Now it'll be played up to Carranza on the right wing, hounded by Wiley. Wiley is able to block the ball ahead. Uh-oh, here's a loose ball with Brad, 15 yards off his line. Dribbling in and shooting and scoring is Mikel Uwa on a very bad giveaway by Atlanta United, and Philly is back in the match.
It was a nasty giveaway from Atlanta United, and that really seemed like Philadelphia picked up a lot of momentum. And then it was Kai Wagner who picked up a yellow card, which is the fifth of the game. But then on a long throw that is somewhat controversial, he's able to put the ball in the back of the net to knot it up at two.
Here's the throw by Harriel. It is into the box. It's into the six. It's headed away by Wiley. And then a run-on shot. Score! From the top of the 18. A run-off shot off the block of Wiley. And put home by Kai Wagner. And Philadelphia has come from two goals down to tie the match.
And like Mike Conti said, that's only the fifth time that's happened in Atlanta United history that they've given up a 2-0 lead. And an offside saves a third goal out of kind of a 50-50 opportunity from Philadelphia. But that is your final score. 2-2 is the full-time score. Coming up next, we have the Voices of Atlanta United joining us for a roundtable discussion. We'll talk about the controversial no-call on the throw-in and a little bit more. This is the Full-Time Report on Star 94.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back with more Full Time Report.
A complete review of today's match
on Star 94. Feel good throwbacks.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here. The Full Time Report live on Star 94. Final score, Atlanta United 2, Philadelphia Union 2. Unfortunately, Garrett not able to notch that clean sheet. But Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they're going to donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total currently stands at $4,000. A couple of things as we bring in Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. We're going to get to a couple of officiating decisions as we go here, but just some overall thoughts from you guys on what transpired here today, 2-2 draw.
Again, like I said during the game broadcast, if you would have told me coming into this one today without four starters, you would get a result against Philadelphia, I would probably be pretty happy with that, all things considered. But the way that the goals came in the sequence in which they came, I'm very displeased. And a lot will be made of, was it a foul throw, was it not a foul throw on Philadelphia's second goal? We can spend all night talking about that, and I'm sure we probably will in a moment. It doesn't absolve the fact, though, that Philadelphia did a really good job of seizing the momentum that was given to them on a bad giveaway. And not only seizing upon that momentum, but converting on the road. You do have to give them a lot of credit. They do not play attractive football. They play very cynical football. But it is a system that has been very disruptive to Atlanta United in prior years, and they were able to use it to at least get a draw in this one today. But I do think Atlanta United, to an extent, Jason, deserves some credit here for at least getting the result, doing what they needed to do to get the two-goal lead. And then slamming the door at the end, quite frankly, when Philadelphia really had Atlanta rattled, third goal that was called offside, Atlanta United then hits the post and has a couple chances in stoppage time to win it. So, like I said, very bittersweet.
More than to an extent, in my opinion, I think Atlanta was the better team. And that's an important factor here that when we talk about games, we're going to talk about the result. That's obviously what decides everything. It decides if you win titles. It decides if people keep jobs. It decides everything. But you do have to talk about how a team plays and who was the better team. And Atlanta outplayed Philadelphia today. There's just no way around it. They did. They didn't control the momentum of the match. And that's why Philadelphia is so good at what they do. They're not able to dictate very often and for very long in matches control, because everything is without the ball for Philadelphia. But what they are very good at is capitalizing. And they take advantage of a mistake. They get the goal, and then they double down and get another one. And, yeah, the throw-in, a million things we can talk about with that. Philadelphia will complain about the third goal because it was a very close offside call. Nobody can complain about the Jose Martinez not seeing a second yellow card in the first half, because every time that I've ever seen a player on a yellow card throw the ball away when there is a foul committed and a team is trying to take a restart, pretty much every time, that might be the first, that it's not shown a yellow card. The game's completely different if at 0-0 in the first half, Atlanta has a man advantage. And that's kind of, you know, you can't really debate that one. You can't find where that's okay. I don't think the referee had a good day. I don't think the crew had a good day. I don't think the VAR had a good day. I think, you know, when we talk about controlling games, and that was the first thing I talked about with John Freeman, was you're going to have to control this game. You're going to have to manage this game really well. I don't think he did. I think he failed.
Yeah. Felt like he started doing that early, by the way, and then at some point it went away from him 10, 15 minutes in.
Well, I'll tell you why, and it's like I was saying. This is what Philadelphia does, and I don't like their style of play. I'll be very clear, and I've said this before, and this isn't news to anybody who's heard me talk about what we like in the game. I don't like the way that they choose to play, and it's a choice. I don't like their style, and I don't like the extra cynicism and things that get included in it. That is a choice. That is an absolute choice, and it is something that they do intentionally. But what it does, you saw it today. He was calling it tight early on. Well, when you have five guys barking at you every time you make a call, and then you have guys falling down at the slightest breath every single time, you get tired, and you just stop blowing the whistle.
And it works. So why should they stop doing it? Because it absolutely changed the game. He started calling the game differently. And it, you know, that doesn't decide the game. And this is, again, people will hear that and they'll say, like, they're blaming the refs. No, not blaming the refs. Mm-hmm. I think the ref had a bad day all the way around. There's questionable decisions on their second goal and on their third goal that was pulled back. Absolutely questionable decisions. Just like the fact that Martinez wasn't sent off is a questionable mm-hmm. decision. Philadelphia took advantage of a gift. The momentum flipped. They rode that to the equalizer, and the two teams finished 2-2.
Yeah, and Edwin Mosquera didn't do us any favors with the giveaway that gave him that first opportunity.
It was a mistake,
and Philadelphia took advantage. But, Mike, I do want to talk about one of the most exciting young players that we have on this team, and that's Caleb Wiley. He had a splendid game. He was our man of the match. He had the screamer of a shot. I mean, how good is this guy?
I agree with Jason when he says this is going to be a young man who might be playing in this stadium in a couple years, hopefully in a World Cup knockout game, because the USA can't play here in a group stage game. I think he is absolutely evolving into a consistent national team fullback, and full credit to him for having the bravery to pull from 30 yards out and take that shot today and convert it. But I think more than the goal, where I was really impressed with Wiley today was just the work rate, the end-to-end, byline to byline, lung-busting runs that he seemed to be putting in all day today, and having a lot of hard work because Philadelphia was attacking quite a bit. Very, very impressed with the composure of Caleb Wiley today. Atlanta United does not get a result if he does not play in this game today.
He's a top player. He's flat out a top player. He should be starting for the Olympic team when we get there this summer. He's borderline pushing into the senior national team right now. He's that good. I think a lot of people look at the offensive side with his game, and you are today, obviously, with that kind of a goal. But defensively, he is so far ahead of most players his age defensively. And I know a lot of people will talk about Alphonso Davies being the best fullback that MLS has ever produced. In my opinion, Caleb Wiley is ahead of Alphonso Davies at the same age defensively. Mm-hmm. And that is what Davies ended up becoming, a great fullback when he went to Europe. But early on in his career, he was protected playing higher up the field, as we saw here with Wiley as well. Wiley, as a defender, you don't have to worry about him anymore at all. He is a very good defensive player.
Caleb Wiley's 19 years old, for anybody listening who wasn't aware. 19 years old, and like Jason said, he's an elite defender, strong defender. You never have to worry about him. He's a teenager, and he might have just added a long ball shot to his arsenal.
Continuing the full-time report, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, Jason Longshore, and Mike Connie. When we get back here, let's go ahead and dive into it. The call that has been oft-discussed on Twitter and certainly between the four of us off-air during breaks as well. Was the throw-in a legal throw-in or not? It is a 2-2 draw either way. It is the full-time report live on Star 94.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman. We are joined by the voices of Atlanta United. And, guys, I'm just going to jump right into it. I mean, there's no real sugarcoating this. Look, the second goal for Philadelphia should not have counted. Tell me I'm wrong.
That question's over the line, just like his foot.
And that's what it comes down to. I mean, I've never seen this situation come up in this way. I don't have anything to draw on here. After we've all talked about the laws of the game and really getting into some clear definitions of what words mean, what it comes down to is his foot over the line? Because if his foot is on any point of the line, it sounds like that can be okay. Typically, we see referees call it if they're anywhere at all over the line, any part of the foot over the line. But it appears that you could interpret it that if any part of the foot is on the line, that you're good. That's debatable. The offside goal for Philadelphia is also debatable when we want to talk about clear and obvious and what's clear and obvious and was there a decision made that was incorrect. They're both very, very close.
I would think that with the technology that we're working with here on this, and we saw the replay, that the that you could blow that up and get a better, you know, resolution of a picture to see if he steps over the line or not. I think he does. It's very close, though.
Can I ask you guys a question? When was the last time you saw an illegal throw and called an MLS?
Last year.
Yeah, no, it happened somewhat.
I'm on the foul throw committee. I love foul throw. In fact, I thought we had a foul throw earlier where, and actually, I'm kind of glad this brought us to the IFAB throw-in law, because I did not realize this was not a foul throw. Yeah. Philadelphia threw one up the touchline that never landed in bounds.
They should retake that throw, right?
It doesn't have to land. It wasn't over the line. So it never went. It was always
out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Right.
So it never became a live ball.
Yep. So, in my opinion, that should – if I were IFAB, I would make that a foul throw.
I'm good with that.
No, I mean, you see a call rarely.
I had a high school game this season that had four of them, three in a row.
I love it. I wish I was there.
It was great. You talk about trifling decisions.
Well, let me say this, because there is a little bit of – I don't know if it's confusion or maybe just looking for reasoning or blame or whatever. A lot of people are blaming the AR. The AR is looking at a lot of different things on that throw, and it's got to be really, really tough for her to not only mind the thrower, but then also be able to cast her attention towards the net where she may have involvement in a subsequent aspect of the play.
And that's why I asked when the last one you had seen, because it would be my determination that they're not even looking for foul throws, because it just happens.
No, they are, but they're not looking for foul throws in this aspect of it. They're looking for the situations where it's one-handed or the back foot comes up.
Right.
Those are the clear ones that get called.
Yeah.
We have seen people step over the line before. Seen it. I've never had to look up the law of the game here to see, well, if any part of the foot is on the line, is that okay? Because typically, if they step that much of the foot over the line, it gets called.
Now, here's another interesting element that we're kind of learning on the fly here, is that according to multiple accounts on Twitter that I trust as credible, VAR cannot review the throw-in. The only element of a restart to play that VAR has the ability to review would be encroachment on a penalty kick.
My question would be, wouldn't that be attacking phase of play?
Well, because it's in the build-up to the goal. I would agree.
That would be what would be looked at, because it's part of the attacking phase of
play. This is where, again, I don't know if a pool reporter was appointed to ask these questions, but Pro is now in the position, the Professional Referees Organization. They are in position. Okay, go ahead and educate us. Educate us. Like, we're all kind of yelling on Twitter right now, and we have announcers from other teams that are taking exception with what we're saying. We have Apple announcers taking exception.
New.
Educate us.
Yeah.
Because I have the screen cap of the IFAB law, and the IFAB law says you have to have both feet at least touching the touchline or outside of the touchline when the ball is released. Now, if you want to argue that his heel was on the touchline even barely, okay, then you might have ground to stand on there, because it looks like it is very, very close. And would that be a clear and obvious error that VAR could get involved in anyway if you're allowed to review that aspect, and would there be enough to overturn? I don't know. Again, the bigger kind of picture to all this today, guys, is Atlanta United, it was very unfortunate they let it get to that point.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like DJ Shockley used to always tell me on Falcons broadcast, never put yourself in a position where the official is going to have to make a game-affecting call.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. However, when we're talking about the decisions that the referees made today, that one is very, very debatable. Philadelphia feels like the offside decision was very, very debatable. Blowing the whistle when Philadelphia had the ball in the attacking half, even though Carranza had knocked it backwards, that's debatable. Jose Martinez not getting a second yellow, I'm sorry, you cannot argue that he shouldn't have gotten a yellow card there. That changes the game. And when we talk about moments in games, and Gonzalo Pineda, I think, is really good at this, where, you know, you talk about the flow, and I think Atlanta was the better team. There's a lot of good things in it. But moments of the game that decide it, for the referees, that was a very big moment that was 100% missed You have a player throw the ball away to delay a restart on a yellow card. That should be a second yellow. It should be 11v10. And we don't know what would have happened, but it would have looked very different.
Yeah, and it just really felt like this was just a poorly officiated match. I mean,
I think it was a poorly managed match. Yeah,
okay, better way to say
it. It is tough to officiate a match with Philadelphia. And by the way, Philadelphia, they're angry too. You know, he blew for full time in the middle of an attack. Payback is a you-know-what after what happened last year in Chester. But Philadelphia's got issues too. I think you've got to give a little bit of grace to the referee because the way Philadelphia plays, that referee today could have thrown 15 yellow cards.
Well, he should have. That's the thing, is he should have.
But that's tough.
I know, I get it.
But a yellow card is a tool.
This
a
is
yellow
what's
card
so
is a tool.
Frustrating about them being allowed to play the way that they do because it does affect games.
Yeah.
He calls the game differently as it goes on because he's tired of getting yelled at. And he's got to manage that. Where it got out of hand, because I can guarantee you a lot of it would have stopped if Jose Martinez was walking down the tunnel before halftime after being sent off, as he should have been. Mm-hmm. You let that happen, you conceded control of the game. The game needed to be controlled better. It was not.
And we're going to continue this conversation here on the other side. 2-2 draw, Atlanta United and the Philadelphia Union. This is the Full-Time Report on Star 94.
On Star 94, feel-good throwbacks.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is the Full-Time Report. Last couple of moments here. Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, Mike Connie, and Jason Longshore. It is a 2-2 draw. Atlanta United and the Philadelphia Union split the points. Garrett, you had something you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, I want to ask you guys specifically about a comment that Gonzalo Pineda made at the podium after the game. And it seems like it's been a consistent theme. Maybe not as much this year, but it certainly was last year. Mike, I'll go to you on this one. He called it a lack of concentration on these goals. I mean, it was a theme last year, but I thought that we had dispelled that this year.
Oh, well, I mean, if you look at the two goals individually, the Uwa goal is just, I mean, again, I don't want to be overly hard on Edwin Mascara, but that's a giveaway by one person. That is not a team-wide lapse of concentration. The second goal, yeah, I mean, maybe a little.
And then the third one, too, in the 50-50.
The offside.
The offside.
Oh, that was offside, so no comment there. Okay. No, look, I mean, guys, you're playing with an 18-year-old center back, and in a pairing that, outside of a couple preseason matches, he hasn't played much with Luis Abram this year. Luis Abram, coming into today, had only played 17 minutes on the year. It's not going to be perfect when the spine of your team is affected the way that it has been due to injuries. So I like that Gonzalo Pineda is trying to hold his team to a high standard. I think that's really, really important. Maybe the second goal was a lapse of concentration. But, again, the way that Philadelphia played, and Philadelphia is a good team. Mm-hmm. They're the only unbeaten team in Major League Soccer. They are going to create moments where incidents like what you had happen in that second half are going to occur. And I don't think it's necessarily an indictment of a team-wide issue. It's unfortunate, but again, you look at where Atlanta United ranks in goal difference right now, where they rank in goals allowed. I don't think there's anything that merits like an immediate addressing by either the technical staff or the front office. I think you're fine.
You can't say that Atlanta United coming into the weekend was the best team in the league, tied for the best team in the league in goals allowed.
Yeah.
And now say that the defense is an issue. That doesn't make sense. I do think a little bit of it is phrasing as well, just in terms of what we're talking about here. The first goal is a giveaway that you get punished for. The second goal is not closing out quick enough after a bang-bang play, a long throw. Wiley wins the header at the near post. It's a great goal from Wagner. For me, it's more of the great finish from Wagner than anything else off of a long throw. You're going to make mistakes in games. Every team does. Every team, no matter how good you are, makes mistakes. I think Atlanta United, from a personality standpoint in 2024, has been a much more locked-in, physical team, blocking shots. They're one of the top teams, fifth in blocked shots per 90 coming into the weekend. Those are the things I think are easy to quantify where it's a lack of focus or a lack of concentration or a lack of closing something down or winning the moment, whichever phrase you want to pick.
I think this is a better defensive team that is also playing with its third and fourth center backs right now. I think they did okay today.
And they have the expectation that we're going to get at least one of those back here in the very near future. I mean, I tend to agree with your comments here.
Yeah, I don't think the center backs were the issue today, honestly.
No.
I thought Abram played really, really well, maybe one of his better games in an Atlanta United kit. And Noah Cobb, you couldn't tell me that he's not over 10 starts as an MLS player the way that he plays. I thought he took big steps forward in terms of confidence on the ball today, especially.
We've been a little bit critical. I want to close the show out today on a complimentary note, and that is the performance this season of Brad Guzan. Even with the two goals allowed today, he has been simply outstanding. He pulled one save today from I don't know where.
yeah,
I mean, quite frankly, it is not a save someone above the age of 35 should be making. Because I ain't getting down on that one.
Can I tell you something? I thought Brad's best play of the game came on a goal he allowed. If he comes off his line and fouls Uwai, he's thrown out of the game, and we're talking about Josh Cohen for Cincinnati.
Yeah, if he comes out recklessly and slides and doesn't get it and Uwai goes down, yeah, you could go dog so right
And there,
there
was a thought that he was going to go after that. I think he realized he wasn't going to get there and pulled back.
He made the right decision.
He did that in 2018 against Sporting KC, and he got himself sent off and suspended for a match against Orlando. So to have the presence of mind to restrain himself in that situation, especially in a 2-0 game.
Yeah.
Very, very heads up play. Well, I said during the game broadcast, and I stand by it even though he gave up two goals today, neither were his fault. Both were outside the routine. He deserves consideration for whatever midseason awards are going to come up. You're about 25% of the way through the season right now, so you're going to start to hear chatter bubble up in the next couple weeks and months about All-Star. And quite frankly, there are very few goalkeepers in this league right now playing better from a shot-stopping standpoint and a distribution standpoint than Brad Guzan.
And the leadership that he provides is as important as anything else. He's such a good leader for this team and a communicator. And when you're dealing with a brand-new center-back pairing today, Brad was a big factor in that, making sure everybody stayed organized. And Noah Cobb was vocal as well, and that's something that he's had to step into that role. But Brad Guzan behind him was so key in what, for the majority of the 90, was a good defensive performance. You give up a goal off a set piece, and you give up a goal off of a bad turnover.
Well, despite holding a 2-0 lead in this one, it does go down as a 2-2 draw. Atlanta United will split the points with the Philadelphia Union. Don't forget, we are back on 92.9 The Game next Saturday. Again, right back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, a home game against Cincinnati. So make sure you're tuned in for that one.
This schedule does not let up.
No.
My goodness.
Look, I mean, it's Chicago, but then Minnesota is coming up after that. You've got another one with Cincinnati, Nashville. I'm waiting for the ones where you can get on a run. It's not necessarily there.
Jason, any early thoughts on that one?
The Eastern Conference is brutal. Cincinnati went to Montreal and didn't look great last night.
Yeah.
They've had some moments where they've looked beatable. Philadelphia has not lost, although they've looked beatable at times. Atlanta has looked very, very good at times, but then you have what happens today with the mistakes and you give up the win. Eastern Conference is brutal, and I don't think we've really learned much about the whole East as a collective outside of Columbus still being the best team.
For Dom Cherovsky back in studio and Miller Pope here on site, for Jason, for Mike, for Garrett, I'm Abe Gordon. This has been the Full-Time Report, a 2-2 draw for Atlanta United on Star 94.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game on Star 94.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.